Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics going from Daf Lamed to Daf Lamed Vav. I do want to mention there's going to be a much grander pop quiz of 105 questions coming out a little bit later today. So here we go. Number one, which Daf do we learn about the proper times to bow during the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number two, where do we learn the source for breaking a glass at a chuppah? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number three, which Daf do we learn that why wine has a specific bracha? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Great. Number four, where do we learn that one should praise the Kodesh Baruch before making requests in Shemoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Great. Number five, where do we learn about the Machlokes regarding the bracha on ground flour? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number six, which Daf do we learn that one should face towards Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash and Kodesh Kodashim, when they daven? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number seven, where do we have Rebbe Chanina reprimanding the Shulchan Sibur for too many praises? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Great. Number eight, where do we have the Machlokas regarding Vasafta de Ganecha? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Great. Number nine, where do we learn that davening should be in the midst of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the joy of doing a mitzvah? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. Great. Number 10, where do we have the Machlokas regarding who is more exalted, Bali Tshuva or Tzedikin Gemurin? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 11, where do we learn that the gates of tears, the Shari Dima, are never closed? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 12, where do we have the Machlokes regarding traveling early in the morning, what one should do regarding davening? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 13, where do we learn HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyir Shamayim? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Great. Number 14, where do we learn that all the halachas learned from Chana's Tefillah? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Great. Number 15, where do we have the whole thing about when to say Havdalah, whether it's B'toch Tefillah or afterwards on a kos? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Great. Where do we learn, number 16, the sources for davening, or the source, I should say, for davening with Kovod Rosh, trepidation? That's on Daf Lamed. Great. Number 17, where do we learn that one should daven like an Eved and the different stages of Tefillah? The first three brachas, the middle 13 brachas, and then the last three brachas? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet. Great. Number 18, where do we learn that foods that are made with the five grains get a bracha of mazonos? That's enough. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 19, where do we have Moshe's defense of Bnei Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 20, where do we learn that saying a bracha Rishona is based on Savoram, based on reason? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Great. And finally, question number 21. Where do we learn that the husks of a caper bush are not considered the shomer of the pri, the protection of the fruit? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Great, so we've now concluded this week's pop quiz. You can always come back throughout the course of the week to test yourself, tighten up the simanim that you need a little bit of work on to get down gold standard. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar wishing you a great day and great learning.